Kim.
And I'm Bob Baxter, and this is Byron Berline. Say hello, Byron.
Hello, Byron. Oh, hi, Bob.
Today we're going to talk about playing fiddle, and as I said before, Byron is a 3- or 4-time Grand National Fiddle Champion. Isn't that right, Byron?
I wish you'd make up your mind.
Are you 3- or 4-time Grand National Fiddle Champion, Byron? Does it make a difference?
No, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, 4 and 3 is 7, so keep that in mind as you watch this, viewers.
Lucky 7. Now,
there you go. Now, what we're going to do today is... I'm a person that, when I first started hearing fiddle a few years ago, didn't like it a lot. And then I started hearing people like Byron Berline, Scotty Stoneman, and people like that, and got very turned on to fiddle. And then I found that fiddle players need something very important to playing fiddle, and that's a guitar player. Isn't that right, Byron?
That's very true.
And I'm the best guitar player sitting next to Byron right now.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
So what we're going to do is Byron is going to kind of explain to me here what you'd like to hear when, you know, when you're playing playing fiddle. What do you want a guitarist to do?
Well, you know, my opinion is probably varies from a lot of other people's opinions because, you know, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What do you mean everybody's different, Byron, looking at me like that?
Well, you got a white shirt on.
Okay, Byron.
Oh, okay.
Keep talking, Byron.
I like them to keep rhythm and play the right chords, main thing.
You're looking at me again, Byron.
So, you know...
How does somebody do that? I mean, like, for example, what does that mean? Does that mean that if I were to back up a fiddle player, for example, I should, what, be pretty familiar with the song? Or?
Right. Well, you should be. I mean, if you've got a great ear, you might be able to follow it. But sometimes fiddle tunes are kind of hard to follow.
Yeah.
You know, to back up.
Well, I've noticed that, like, when I have played along with you before, that I'll either be changing chords too many times or not enough. In other words, it's hard to hear. So what do I do? Just practice the tune more or what?
Right, well, you got to get familiar with it, like you said.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, how about doing a tune that I'm familiar with, Byron? Like Devil's Dream.
Oh. And,
okay, now, this is a basic backup. So what we're going to do here is I'll just back up Byron as only I can. And then, Byron, after we're all through, we'll comment on it, right? And you'll
all
say
right.
No, I want you to be honest now, okay? So Devil's Dream, and it's in the key of what?
A.
Key of A. I'm going to play in G up 2, friends. Okay, put up 2. I got the clamp on. And that sounds like some sort of a disease, doesn't it? I have the clamp on. But anyway, I've got the clamp on, friends, and I'm gonna play G and A minor, I presume. So this is Devil's Dream.
That'll work real good.
Okay,
go something like this, huh?